Question 4. Practice 1. Reading and lecture. Now listen to a related lecture. Fill in the missing information.
The giant squid has proven a particularly elusive animal. In fact, marine biologists have tried in vain to conduct detailed studies of giant squid behavior for decades. The majority of what science knows about this species has been gleaned from the examination of dead squid carcasses, washed up on shore. Giant squid, as the name implies, are huge creatures. The largest specimen ever discovered measured 15 meters in length. However, most giant squid are smaller, growing to approximately 10 meters. They boast two large tentacles in addition to their 8 arms. These tentacles have suckers, like that of an octopus, with sharp, claw-like components. They do not possess the stingers or net-like mechanisms for trapping prey commonly found on passive feeders. Despite this, their enormous size has led some scientists to propose that giant squid are indeed passive feeders. Some theorists contend that because of the energy requirements for such a large creature to move quickly enough to capture prey, it must, by necessity, be a passive feeder. Other theorists, needless to say, are not sympathetic to this view. Given the evidence presented by the physical morphology of the animal, in conjunction with the feeding paradigm of its smaller cousins, it seems feasible that the giant squid may be an active feeder.